Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to get going here for our afternoon session. I will be the panel moderator for this afternoon, Barbara Boulware-Wells. But more importantly, I'm going to introduce you to the next speaker for you, Tad Cleaves. Tad is with TML. And among his duties, he says he and the rest of the legal team work closely with the legislative department reviewing the filed bills for the league. Prior to joining TML, Tad served as city attorney for the great city of Liberty Hill, and he's been an assistant city attorney as well as outside counsel for a number of home rule and general law cities. And throughout the state, he also has degrees in history from the University of Texas and mathematics from Texas Tech. So, if you will, welcome Tad.
Thank you, Barbara. I am here, I've got to get my watch out because I only have 30 minutes to do a legislative update, which, you know, should be plenty of time, right? Lunch smells good. I've skipped it because I don't know if it's a great idea to eat lunch and talk about the legislature. Might not go down so well, but I don't make the schedule. Like Barbara said, I work for the Texas Municipal League, and in the more pleasant moments of my job, we do events like this, educational events around the state, and interact with, you know, lawyers, city officials. That's a lot of fun. But then the legislature comes to town every so often, and they ruin my job. So we do some of the less pleasant tasks, like reading, you know, every one of their great ideas that they file down at the Capitol. And so this year, what that means is that our team read nearly 8,300 bills that were filed. More bills were filed than that, but we don't deal with every local bill or special bill. So that's a lot of bills. I understand that to be a record, which we should all be exceedingly proud of, I'm sure. We're 101 days into a 140-day session with Sine Die coming on Memorial Day. So, you know, happy Memorial Day. I was just telling Barbara that I have a son who's graduating high school. He's my oldest child and makes me feel like a grandfather. And he's graduating the Friday before Memorial Day. So that might be the one thing in the world that could possibly, that I could look forward to more than the end of this legislative session, right? So some other dates to keep in mind up here, right around the corner, May 8th, that's the day bills need to be out of committee in the House, and May 12th, is the day that they have to be out of the House or they perish, God forbid. Now, before I get started, I want to put a caveat out. I work for the Texas Municipal League, as we've been talking. And as part of our mission, we promote legislation on behalf of Texas cities. But this is not a TML legislative update. I'm not here representing the Texas Municipal League or the TML's perspective, detailing what's good or bad for cities in particular. I'm here to speak about land use bills generically. I'm gonna do my best not to editorialize about what's good or what's bad. I might say something snarky, but that's just me, that's not TML. Don't blame them, just blame me. And I have 30 minutes to talk about legislation. If I had 1 second to talk about each bill, I could get through about a quarter of the bills filed. So we had to make a lot of cuts, but I don't think I cut quite enough, actually. These are the subjects I'm going to talk about. There's not a lot of time. So if I don't talk about that bill that you really want to hear about, feel free to email me. I think all of our contact information is in your materials. If you want to learn about it from someone else, email them instead. I don't care. But we got to get to this. And one more thing. I was putting this together. I was working on this actually this morning. A copy of this PowerPoint is in the materials. It was uploaded earlier. And I'm going to be relying on these notes quite a bit because there's a lot of details here, a lot of bills to go through, not a lot of time. So I have to ask your forgiveness. I'm going to be staring at these pages. And it's not that I don't like you. It's not that I don't think you look great. I just would rather be up here looking like a shaggy introvert staring, you know, down at the desk and get the details right than ad-lib and miss half the points. All right? So I also like to beg for forgiveness from people for stuff you have no input in. Like, I can do what I want anyway. So, yeah, forgive me, whatever. I don't care. Makes me feel like a Texas legislator, actually, except they don't beg for forgiveness, do they?